Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Very interesting topic and guest for you today. Trevor Loudon is a writer from New Zealand who, even before the final re-election of our dear leader, was calling him out and showing what a radical background this guy has. And unhappily, it took us in America so much longer to realize that we had gotten a pig in a poke for president. A bad sale, but there's no buyer's remorse. When we vote wrong, we're stuck for the period of the term of office. And so, as I'm sure you in the listening audience are painfully aware, we still have another almost 2 years to endure of the torture being administered by the dear leader who is very determined to fundamentally transform America. And obviously now that he has no more electoral concerns, either for himself nor for his party, he can't cause anybody else to get defeated. Won't be anybody else running that has to defend Obama. We haven't seen probably even a little bit yet of the full Obama. So Trevor Loudon, author of Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, and I guess, I don't know what exactly you were thinking of with Enemies Within, but most of them seem to be within the Barack Obama administration. Anyway, welcome to the show, sir.
Look, great to be on, Larry, and thanks very much. It's a great honor.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you have chronicled this. I'm all the more impressed that a foreigner has done it, that nobody in America has done anything nearly as comprehensive that I'm aware of as the work that you've done. And I guess it goes without saying that you haven't been invited to too many cocktail parties of the better sort.
No, look, I'm hugely disappointed. I thought I'd be welcomed into the Washington cocktail circuit. But look, I just have to make do with tea party rallies and things like that.
Well, and you might even have to endure a lunch or dinner with yours truly if you're in Washington at a time when you're still in country. So,
well, that would be a pleasure. That would be a great pleasure.
It certainly won't be anything like a trip to the White House, but you won't have to have a taster for your food either.
Yes. I'm sure it'll be a much more pleasant occasion.
Well, this was really an impressive compilation that you put together in Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. What spurred you to do this in the beginning?
Well, look, I was always a student of the radical left because in New Zealand they were very influential. Like, for instance, in 1984, the left destroyed our military alliance with the United States, the ANZUS, Australia-New Zealand-United States military alliance. The left got our Labour Party to pass legislation banning nuclear warships from our harbours. That was at the behest of the Soviet Union, and they collapsed our alliance with you guys. So I studied that a lot, and I was studying the communist ties to the US Democratic Party. And while I was doing that in March 2007, I discovered the connection between Obama and Frank Marshall Davis, the Hawaiian communist. So I knew that he was going to be a big deal. I knew that Obama was going to get the nomination probably ahead of Hillary. So I did a year's research in Obama and all the communist networks in Chicago and Hawaii, etc. And then I started publishing that in January 2008. And Glenn Beck picked it up and Cliff Kincaid of Accuracy in Media and others. And then in 2009, I revealed the communist ties of Van Jones, Obama's green job czar, and Glenn Beck got him kicked out of the White House.
So, you know, so that, really, that is an extraordinary individual, because if I'm not mistaken, he really didn't make any effort to hide the fact that I am a member of the Communist Party.
Yeah, look, he openly wrote articles talking about how he was converted in prison to communism. You know, he had been arrested at some demonstration, and by the time he left that prison cell, he was a communist, and he boasted about this. He was a member of an organization called STORM, Standing Together to Organize a Revolutionary Movement, which had ties to former members of the Weather Underground terrorist organization, had ties to the Committees of Correspondence, which is a breakaway from the Communist Party USA. Members of it were going to Cuba, to South Africa to visit with the ANC and the South African Communist Party. He was hardcore. But he was still considered suitable to put in the White House with no security checks and a budget of billions of dollars.
I don't know that we've ever had a security check on any of the people sitting in the White House, but perhaps that's something that we need to be trying to put in place for the future.
Well, it used to be the case, but Bill Clinton eliminated it. Bill Clinton took away the necessity for White House personnel to get security checks. And I'll just add, in my second book, which is The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, I make the point that no member of Congress or the Senate, despite serving on Homeland Security committees, Armed Services committees, Intelligence committees, none of them require any form of FBI or any other security clearance. And your enemies are taking advantage of that. They're using those people against you.
Well, and it has ramifications for the rest of the world. You've already mentioned how it collapsed a defensive alliance with Australia and New Zealand, and they've certainly done their best to impair our relationship with Israel, although happily they seem to have hit a little speed bump recently regarding messing up the U.S.-Israeli relationship.
Well, look, that's it. You know, what I say is this. Your allies all over the world are freaking out because they see that America can no longer be trusted. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about Obama and the Democratic administration. Mm-hmm. They see if they will even try and betray Israel, your staunchest ally for decades, who else will they not betray? Mm-hmm. And it's been a huge, huge fillip, a huge boost for our side that despite all the pressure from Mr. Obama, despite Obama sending Jeremy Byrd and his strategists down, it's over to Israel on American taxpayers' money to defeat Netanyahu. Despite all of that, Bibi Netanyahu is back with an increased majority, and he will start defending his country. He's at the end of his rope. Israel's at the end of their rope, and they're going to start fighting back, and that's great for all of us.
Yeah, they're going to, I'm sure, take care of some of the things that really the United States should be doing itself, because we have a dog in this fight, just as the Israelis do. But I suppose, as we look at it, that's so far away, and that doesn't affect our survival tomorrow. But there's no illusion about that in Israel. They know that they are up against the wall, and they either fight or they are going to be finished off.
Exactly.
The Muslim religion is merciless, and there's a saying that I've been told about it from the Muslims in Israel, first Saturday, then Sunday. In other words, we're going to get rid of the Jews first, then we'll get rid of the Christians.
Yeah, that's very apt, and the point to remember is this, Israel isn't just being attacked by the Muslims, it's also being attacked by the Russians and the Iranians, who are all allies.
So that's where a lot of money comes from and a lot of military power that perhaps the Arabs wouldn't have. Hear the music. We're coming up to a break talking with Trevor Loudon, the author of Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, something that you really need to have so you can show your doubting Thomas friends. This guy really is bad news.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
I was just thinking during the break that sometimes it's a foreign set of eyes that can tell America some of the things that it needs to hear. Alexis de Tocqueville, a French nobleman back in the 18th century saw the potential for greatness, some of the things that were already commendable in the early American Republic, and wrote very approvingly about it. He had some warnings that if we departed from the way we were doing things, it wouldn't end well. Unhappily, he was right about that, too. In our time, we have somebody from a lot farther away than France, Trevor Loudon, who has visited the United States from time to time from his home in New Zealand and has written, I think, perhaps the definitive book on Barack Obama and the enemies within, meaning the communists with whom he has surrounded himself. And I suppose that would have been a rather startling thing to say as Obama was first in office. Oh, come on. It's calling him a communist. What are you, Joe McCarthy? Well, know, Joe McCarthy was right, and so is Trevor Loudon. This guy is bad news.
Well, look, I don't make any claims that I can't back up, and what I've been doing is going around libraries all over the United States for the last 5 years, because what the left does, because they're good atheists, they think their only posterity are the historical records they leave behind them. So what they do when they get old, they gather up all their papers, all the minutes of meetings, the letterheads, all this kind of thing, and they gather them up and they donate them to a library. So if you want to find out who the communists are in this country and who the politicians they're connected to, you go to these libraries, you go through these archives, and it's all there. Because they think we're too stupid and too lazy to go and look.
And they're too confident that they're so confident that their buddies in the media are going to protect them from anything that they might have carelessly revealed. So they've got it made.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they so the American public is left in the dark. But the evidence is all there. Any competent journalist could determine that Obama was a Marxist, a committed Marxist his entire life, with a couple of hours of decent research. Yet we're 8 years, 6 years into his administration, and people criticize Rudy Giuliani when he mentions the well-known fact that Obama was mentored in Hawaii by the Communist Party member Frank Marshall Davis.
Like, and that Obama hates... And Obama hates America. Well, how can you say that? Well, how can you not say that?
What's the evidence? You know, if Obama was just incompetent, as some naive people still tell you, surely he'd make some mistakes in your favor from time to time. You know?
Look,
I say this. I say this. This is controversial. If Obama was a fully paid-up Russian agent there to destroy the United States military, wreck your economy, and take away your sovereignty, what would he be doing differently than he is today?
Collecting a bonus for a job done over and beyond expectation.
Yeah, beyond the call of duty, I would say. You know, this is those people who make the incompetence argument, Obama's just stupid, they are themselves stupid or very naive.
Obama's it's willfully ignorant.
Plan.
Yeah.
You know, Obama's working to a plan. He's gutting your military. He's socializing your economy through Obamacare. He's using amnesty to swamp the Republican base with millions of new Democratic voters to create a one-party state. Everything comes out of the Leninist playbook. This is Czechoslovakia in 1948. This is Venezuela under Hugo Chavez. And you've still got these naive conservatives who tell you that America's going to turn into France or Germany.
You may have studied these other countries that you just mentioned enough, Venezuela, Czechoslovakia. Was the opposition as stupid as our Republicans that they actually would be willing to fund the expansion of socialism in this country as John Boehner and the Republicans have in our country?
Look, the Czechs, you know, the Czech Democrats, the Czech, you know, freedom people, they weren't as stupid as the Republicans are now. The Republicans, the Republican leadership, I'm talking the Boehners and the Karl Roves, are so stupid and naive. I'm not talking about the Ted Cruzes, the Rand Pauls,
right,
the Mike Lees, who know what's going on. I'm talking about the Boehners and the sellout traitors at the leadership of the Republican Party who are so enamored by getting Chamber of Commerce money to basically pass amnesty that they will turn a blind eye to anything.
By the way, I should mention that just recently I was at a reception where Senator Cruz was the featured speaker, the guest of honor, and he didn't say in so many words, "I'm running for president in 2016." But if somebody left that meeting without knowing that he is running for president in 2016, they went to a different meeting from the one I went to.
Look, he's been sending some very clear signals, hasn't he? And
they're getting clearer all the time, and not long after people hear our conversation, they're very likely to hear a very clear statement that, yes, I am running.
Yeah, look, and I can't wait for the day because, you know, the America now is really Jimmy Carter on steroids, and it really needs a Ronald Reagan on meth to turn this around. Yeah, you know.
I love it.
So that's what Cruz can do. And what I'm advocating is that Cruz names his cabinet and runs as a team. You know, like he picks, puts Alan West on his VP ticket. You know, Rand Paul, Secretary of the Treasury, can do what he damn well wants to the Federal Reserve and the IRS. You know, Sarah Palin, Secretary of Energy. You know, drill, baby, drill. You know, John Bolton, Secretary of State. You know, give the finger to your enemies, rebuild the Western Alliance. You know, Ben Carson, Secretary of Health and Human Services. Mike Lee, Secretary of the Interior. Give all
the
federal lands back to the states.
You what your dream what team is also saying is that the Republicans have, for the first time in my memory, a very, very deep bench. Because any one of the people you've just mentioned could be a viable candidate for president. These are really not second-rate characters at all.
No.
And that they well could become part of a Cruz administration, I think, bodes very well that, you know, we've had Ronald Reagan, who was certainly a whole lot better than the alternative, wasn't exactly the best choice of, didn't make the best choices of character, and there were some of his appointees that were excellent and others that were not excellent. And I think what I've seen with Ted Cruz in the hiring of his staff in his office, the people in policy positions at least with whom I've had any dealing, excellent. We're going to see something very, very different. The music's coming again. We're going to have to suspend briefly, talking with Trevor Loudon about Barack Obama and the enemies within, a title of his book and a continuing nightmare description for those of us here in the United States. We're going to be back shortly with Trevor Loudon.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today we're talking about Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, the title of Trevor Loudon's rather comprehensive book that deals with just what that title says. What we have done to ourselves is enough to make you cry when you realize what exactly, how bad it is that we have allowed take over the government of this country. And I guess the thing that, I don't know about you, Trevor, but the thing that gets me the most is that the Republicans have a constitutional tool the founders put into the Constitution intending for the Congress to be able to shut off the money of programs that they didn't agree with when the executive went off on what they would deem the wrong path. The Republicans have, at least the leadership, and I'm afraid this probably means the caucus majority as well, have looked at shutting off funds for this, that, or the other program. You mentioned the amnesty that the president has unilaterally, unconstitutionally, illegally extended to who knows how many million illegal immigrants in this country. That could be defunded, and it could be put on a measure that the president would almost certainly feel that he had to sign. It was done once before to the president when they put on a credit card bill a measure requiring him to do something, and he went ahead and swallowed the bullet. This is definitely a viable tool, but the Republicans so far are cowed with the idea that, well, you know how we suffered as a party when we had that shutdown over the budget fight.
Well, they didn't, did they? Because they took the Senate
Isn't that the most incredible thing? Yeah, professional politicians telling you that a gain of 9 seats and a change in control of the Senate is somehow a devastation? Man, I wish I could get devastated that way.
Look, I know. Look, these guys are just cowards. John Boehner is going to go down with Benedict Arnold, you know, as someone who sold out his own base. The battle for freedom in this country, the Democrats are all controlled by Marxists now. They're gone.
Yep.
You know, they're not the party of Harry Truman or JFK any longer. That's the sad thing. The Republicans are a third progressives and sellouts, a third go-alongs to get-alongs, and a third patriots. You know, the Ted Cruzes and the Jim and the Trey Gowdies and the Louis Gohmerts and the Jim Bridensteins. The battle for America's future is going to depend on which faction wins in the GOP. Because if Ted Cruz and his people can win, you can have a second Reagan revolution that makes the first one look timid. But if the old guard have their way and they give you someone like Jeb, Common Core is wonderful, illegal immigration is an act of love, Bush, you might as well vote for the Democrats because they're going to win anyway.
Or not bother voting and go and have some more recreation.
Well, yeah, go and play more golf, hunt more ducks, you know.
Exactly.
Shoot some skeet, you know, because Jeb Bush is an absolute guaranteed loser. Absolute guaranteed.
And I think that's correct.
Yeah, because the base will splinter.
The base will stay home.
Yeah, the base will stay home, or the Tea Party will form a third party or something like that. But it is guaranteed that if Jeb Bush is the candidate, either Hillary Clinton or Pocahontas Warren will be your next president.
The idea of having a high cheekbone woman in the presidency is really quite an allure, I must say.
Well, yes, no accounting for taste, but, you know.
But one thing we can say about Pocahontas is she's as big a liar as the best of them.
Yeah, well, look, she's right up there. She's very well qualified to be a Democrat presidential contender, because you know that whenever her lips move, she's telling a porky, you know.
And it's just about as bad with Boehner and some of the other Democrats. Oh, did I just call Boehner a Democrat?
Oh, well, there's a Freudian slip for you. Look, the Democrats, you know they're on against you. That's fair and square. They're your opponents. You know they're against you. But traitors like John Boehner, you know, what kind of place in hell is reserved for people like that? Who sell out their own party, you know, who sell out their own values of their own party so easily and so cheaply. There's going to be a very hot place in hell for that, man.
Well, the task before us is to figure out how we can get enough support from the grassroots to support the likes of a Ted Cruz. And I must say, I was just recently at a meeting where he was the guest of honor, and he described how he's taken on the establishment, starting with his race for the U.S. Senate in Texas. Politically, he was a nobody. He had been appointed as the Solicitor General for the state by the governor. He'd never run for any elective office since grade school, when I think he won some class elections. But other than that, his electoral experience was pretty slim. And he came into this race facing all of the mega money that the Republican establishment has in Texas. And they raised $9 million to get their guy reelected as the lieutenant governor, which really means the guy that certainly runs the legislature.
He's
the most powerful guy outside maybe of the governor in the state of Texas. And Cruz raised $9.5 million. And it was from people like me at 25 and 100 bucks a pop, not the $10,000 donors at, well, he may have gotten a handful. But
it is a true grassroots candidate, wasn't he?
Yes.
Absolutely. And he took out Dewhurst in a shock. And he has put up his fists against the establishment ever since. And that's got to be a badge of honor. That's got to be a huge recommendation to any American who wants to restore the Constitution. Who else is called for abolishing the IRS and seriously means it?
Seriously means it. And that, I think, is part of his attractiveness, is that people are increasingly convinced that, yeah, this guy seems to really mean it because he doesn't back down. His message is the same day in and day out. And he puts it in a way that makes it quite attractive. He's not as easy for the media to put down and demonize as they succeeded in doing with Barry Goldwater, who I don't think deserved the reputation that the media gave him. But there wasn't the alternative media then that could come to defend him.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz has the benefit of that, and he uses it very expertly, it seems to me.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. He's very charismatic. He's very intelligent. Just a little point. Did you know that the man who blackened Barry Goldwater, the man who led a lot of the propaganda against him, was a Communist Party member from Chicago called David S. Cantor? He was paid by the Russian embassy to distribute communist literature all over the country.
And he should have gotten a bonus.
Well, would you know who David Cantor mentored? David Axelrod. Axelrod was mentored by the communist who took out Barry Goldwater. That's where Axelrod gets his tactics, is blackening the name of his opponents. He got that from a Soviet-trained communist from Chicago.
Well, happily, it didn't work with Netanyahu.
No.
Because they obviously were working that program against him, and they failed. And so far, they haven't been able to succeed in the case of Ted Cruz. So maybe one of the lessons we learn is that, like Netanyahu, like Cruz, if you stick to your guns, we like that expression here at Gun Owners of America.
Yeah, that's a perfect expression for GOA.
If you stick to your guns, people are going to, I think it's easier for people to be persuaded that, gee, this guy maybe really means what he's saying.
Well, look, I think that's absolutely right. And you look at the example of the race between David Bratt in Virginia and Eric Cantor.
You know, I've lost track. I'm not sure. I think we have one more segment
one
coming.
One more segment, yeah.
In any case, I want to make sure everybody knows my guest is Trevor Loudon. We're talking about his book, Barack Obama and the Enemies Within.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And thank you for being with us for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking with Trevor Loudon, a writer from New Zealand who's written quite the comprehensive book dealing with Barack Obama and the enemies within. And happily, we do have this last break. So, Trevor, you were starting to discuss one of my favorite subjects, and that is the defeat of Eric Cantor, the number two Republican in the House hierarchy, a guy that came out of nowhere, but a very quality candidate, a college professor, David Brett, whose first name is now Representative David Brett.
Yes. Well, look, David Brett, he made that election a referendum on illegal immigration. Cantor was an amnesty activist. David Brett stood firm against it. Brett spent $100,000 and Cantor spent $5 million. And he got and Brett won by 8 points. Doesn't that show the power of the people?
Even if we allow that some of his expenditures took his budget to $300,000, which quickly was paid for as a winning candidate, yes, it does make the point because it was David against Goliath, and Goliath was equally unaware, I'm sure, as the biblical Goliath, that little puny putz coming toward me with a bag of rocks. Well, our Goliath Cantor was having dinner at a ritzy Washington, D.C. restaurant when he took his rock to the head at 9:30 in the evening. He never even saw it coming. And somebody, the story goes, wish I had been the fly on the wall, came up to Cantor at this dinner, this sumptuous restaurant, and apparently whispered the news into his ear, and he became ashen and immediately left the dinner. I'm sure somebody else was going to pay for the dinner anyway, because that's the way it is in Washington. And that was it. The rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
And Cantor learned from the network news that he was toast.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that just so sweet? when you hear things like that, I was pumped for days after that victory. That reverberated all around the country. A little bit like, when the guys did the recalls in Colorado, three plumbers got together and took out two state senators. And that knocked back the anti-gun movement all over the country.
And I think what irritates the other side as much as anything is that these were guys that work and get their hands dirty.
Yeah, these were plumbers, you know. The GOP didn't want to know about it until they looked like they were going to win. Then they jumped in.
And this time...
That was a pure grassroots effort. Victor Head and his friends did that. It was just amazing.
This time the plumbers didn't go to the Democrat Party headquarters.
Yeah.
The plumbers went out and talked to the voters the way they should have the first time.
Yeah, that was just brilliant. So, look, the power is there. And I think when Ted Cruz stands up, especially if he names the team around him, he will shake up this country like you would not believe. Because the people are just waiting for leaders. You know,
I think it's not a bad idea to... You know, if the people you named were in agreement that they would serve in his administration, I think people would like that very much because every one of those people can stand the spotlight, has stood the spotlight, has had all kinds of abuse from the media and have been able to handle it quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, like right now, the Republicans put up a candidate every 4 years and the media rips them to pieces. But what would the media do if Ted Cruz named his entire cabinet? He basically ran with a team of 20 Rottweilers who are all backing each other up and not taking any crap from anyone. How would the media handle that one?
It would be rather a challenge for them. Actually, Cruz by himself has been quite a bit of a challenge because they've not figured out how to lay a finger on him. And it's not as if he's hiding his views and being coy about what he believes. On the contrary, it's hard not to know what Ted Cruz believes.
Yes, and that's everybody knows Ted Cruz. When the public sees Ted Cruz and how smart he is and how rational he is, they will be shocked at how the media has lied to them. And I think that will actually help Ted Cruz. But can I do a little bit of shameless self-promotion in the last segment, Larry?
I would hope that you do.
Okay, well, look, if anybody wants to get either of my two books, the first one is Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. The second one is The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress, which is what it does. It names the Marxists in the Congress. Just go to my website, trevorlowden.com. Loudon is L-O-U-D-O-N, and you can order the books online. But there's another thing we're doing is we're putting together a film, which will hit the theaters hopefully in October, a full-length feature documentary, The Enemies Within, exposing the Marxists in your Senate and your Congress, the Marxist roots of Obamacare, the Marxist roots of amnesty, the Marxist roots of the gutting of the U.S. military. So that's going to be a very hard-hitting documentary. We're funding it largely through investors, but we've also got an Indiegogo crowdsourcer going at the moment. And if anybody wants to help with that movie to get it out there, please go to Indiegogo, the website, Indiegogo, then go to the page Exposing the Enemies Within. Exposing the Enemies Within. Any help will be much appreciated. That'll get the movie out there faster because we think that will reach millions and it will shock Americans at how deeply the Marxists and their Muslim Brotherhood friends have infiltrated your Congress and Senate.
And I'm sure you've been cautioned already something similar, at least in basic idea, was done by Dinesh D'Souza. A fellow born in India, loves America more than certainly the president who was born here. I'll give him that. And yet they've all but, well, in a way they have kind of put him in jail. He's he has to report to a certain venue every night, so that's it's a polite form of jail, I guess you could say. They really came down on this guy, and it's mainly because he exposed Barack Obama. So you know what you're facing.
Well, look, we've got no illusions. Not to be disrespect to Dinesh, but our movie will go way further than Dinesh's did in exposing the Marxists, way further. But look, we expect blowback, but publish and be damned. You know, America stands in the balance. And if America goes down, every Western country will fall, including my own. This is no time for being a coward. You know, we've got to stand up. And if we're going to take some heat for it, we'll take the heat. But Americans deserve to know the traitors that they have in their government. I say in my book, there are at least 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who could not pass a basic FBI security clearance to clean the toilets at any military base in your country. And neither could your president. And that is just not an acceptable situation.
Well, that needs to be discussed.
Cannot be maintained with that going on.
You know, really, not since Joe McCarthy has anybody been willing to call these people out and say, you don't have the best interests of the country at heart. The president himself said, didn't come to say that I'm here to destroy the country in so many words. All he did say was, I'm going to fundamentally transform the country. Well, if something is really cool and you like it, what do you, you know, hey, honey, I think we have a great marriage, and I'm going to fundamentally transform it.
yeah, here's the divorce papers.
You're right.
Look, and that's right, but Americans realize that this is getting serious now. And my argument is this, that if the Democrats get elected again, they're going to dissolve the southern border, they're going to legalize all the illegals, they'll turn Texas blue, they'll give them the vote, and basically you'll have a one-party state in America. They aim to get at least 8 to 10 to 12 million more Democratic Party votes through amnesty. Mitt Romney lost by 2.5 million. So they aim to create a one-party state through amnesty. So we have, you know, Ted Cruz or a comparable patriot has to win the next election. That's not a negotiable. That's not an if. That is a must happen. And so anything any of us can do to expose the Democrats and their communist ways and help true patriots like Cruz turn this country around, that's going to help America, that's going to help New Zealand, Australia, Canada, every free nation, and Israel will benefit from that.
Well, Trevor Loudon, I want to thank you for raising your voice from abroad to warn us here in the United States. And I agree with you. If we go down, it's not just the United States going down, it's the whole free world. So
yeah.
TrevorLoudon.com, folks, go check it out. He's got a...
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals.
They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.